Picture this. You're a brilliant engineer who just got promoted to team lead. Your coding skills are stellar, but suddenly you're responsible for other people's growth and performance. What now? This is the journey Camille Fournier maps in The Manager's Path, a roadmap for technical professionals navigating the transition from writing code to leading people. The path isn't linear or obvious, and the skills that made you an excellent engineer won't necessarily make you an excellent manager. But with the right guidance, you can develop the leadership capabilities that transform good engineering teams into great ones. Good management isn't just staying out of people's way. Great managers actively care about you personally, create growth opportunities, provide meaningful feedback, and shield teams from organizational chaos. They remove obstacles while maintaining high standards and supporting your professional development. The cornerstone of this relationship is the one-on-one meeting, not a status update, but sacred space for meaningful conversation about career growth and workplace challenges. As one tech leader notes, regular one-on-ones are like oil changes. Skip them and you'll break down at the worst possible time. These meetings build trust and ensure important issues receive attention. For many engineers, mentoring provides their first leadership experience. Whether guiding interns, onboarding new hires, or supporting colleagues learning new skills, mentorship develops leadership capabilities in a lower-stakes environment. Effective mentoring begins with genuine listening, understanding what your mentee communicates, including nonverbal cues and underlying concerns. Watch for confusion signals, like delayed responses or hesitation. Many people avoid questions fearing they'll appear incompetent, so create psychological safety by sharing your own learning experiences. The relationship should follow a scaffold and fade approach. Provide detailed guidance initially, then step back as your mentee gains confidence. Document implicit expectations explicitly through onboarding checklists, team norms, and clear escalation paths. The tech lead role marks a crucial career transition where you lead technical direction while still contributing as an engineer. This position requires mastering what Fournier calls the one weird trick of technical leadership, balancing your own technical work with the team's needs. You must navigate between the maker's schedule, uninterrupted coding time, and the manager's schedule, fragmented by meetings. While you won't have multi-day stretches for deep work, you should protect your team's focus time by creating reasonable meeting calendars. As tech lead, you'll serve as systems architect, translating business requirements into technical solutions, project planner, breaking work into deliverable chunks, and team leader who still writes code. You'll need to understand the entire architecture, not just your preferred components. Effective tech leads tackle tricky or annoying technical problems to unstick the team while giving others opportunities to grow. Your success is measured by the team's productivity, not just your code output. If one universal talent separates successful leaders, it's communication, writing clearly, speaking effectively, and truly listening to understand rather than just to respond. Becoming a people manager isn't a promotion, it's an entry-level position in a new discipline. While tech leads focus on technical direction, people managers take responsibility for individuals' growth, performance, and career development. One-on-one meetings form the foundation, tailored to individual needs. Know your reports as human beings by showing interest in their lives outside work without prying. Create a culture of continuous feedback rather than saving observations for formal reviews. This helps you notice contributions and become comfortable with performance conversations. Start by understanding each person's goals, then provide regular feedback, beginning with positivity. Delegation challenges many promoted for technical excellence. The key difference between micromanagement and effective delegation is trust. When tempted to micromanage, ask how the team measures success and request visibility into those metrics. If goals are being met and stakeholders are satisfied, minimal oversight is needed. As an employee, actively participate by reflecting on career goals, advocating for yourself, and setting boundaries. Your manager can't read your mind. Direct communication about your needs is essential. As you progress, bring solutions rather than just problems, and learn to manage up by understanding your manager's style and constraints. Managing a team requires a new skill set beyond individual management. You'll code less while focusing on removing bottlenecks, identifying high-value projects, and planning headcount needs. Despite writing less code, maintaining technical credibility remains essential for guiding decisions and commanding respect. When managing dysfunctional teams, address several common issues. Teams need regular goal achievement to feel successful. Remove toxic team members regardless of their productivity. For overworked teams, tackle root causes rather than just pushing through crunch periods. Shield your team from unnecessary drama while providing enough context for good decision-making. Teams need appropriate information to understand why goals matter. Communicate difficult news straightforwardly to prevent gossip. Create a data-driven culture with metrics for team productivity and quality. Develop customer empathy, whether building for external users or internal teams. Think two steps ahead from both product and technology perspectives. Review outcomes to verify your hypotheses and run regular retrospectives to evaluate how decisions affect operations. Moving into multiple team management means less production code and more focus on systems thinking and strategic technical direction while maintaining technical competence. Time management becomes critical as meetings multiply. Distinguish between importance and urgency. High-impact strategic work often gets displaced by urgent but less important tasks. Block 2 to 3 hours daily for deep work and strategic thinking. Delegation is your path out of overwhelm. Assign simple, frequent tasks to tech leads or senior engineers while using complex tasks like project planning to develop talent. Create frameworks clarifying what decisions others can make independently, what requires consultation, and what needs your approval. Skip-level meetings help you understand team health through regular conversations with people who report to your direct reports. These maintain trust while revealing managers who manage up well but potentially neglect their teams. Support new managers with clear expectations and coaching while giving experienced managers alignment around values with flexibility and style. At every leadership level, success hinges on building healthy culture and communicating effectively. Culture is the invisible force determining how things get done without conscious thought. Define and reinforce cultural values by rewarding those who exhibit them. Engineering processes require balance between structure and flexibility. Without process, teams struggle to scale. With excessive process, they slow down. Process functions as risk management, creating visibility around work coordination as systems grow beyond individual tracking capability. The most crucial lesson is that managing yourself effectively precedes managing others well. Great managers handle conflict by removing ego from conversations. Curiosity serves as a powerful tool, looking beyond your perspective to understand others' values and motivations. Remember, technical leadership isn't about having all answers or being the best coder. It's about creating environments where talented people thrive together. By mastering both technical and human elements, you can build teams that deliver exceptional results while fostering growth for everyone involved.